It's Monday, the final day of January, the 31st, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
So I'm not sure if we're talking about music or we're talking about history. We're talking about the new exhibit at the Rogers Historical Museum that opens on Saturday. It's about a guy named Ronald Slim Wallace, who was a truck driver.
But also a musician
and the founder of a record company in Memphis, Tennessee. The exhibit's called Roots of Rockabilly. I can't talk on Mondays. I apologize. And it includes gold-selling records and a Fender Jazz bass and photos of Slim with his family.
Actual Fernwood vinyl 45s. That was the label, Fernwood Records. Great rockabilly label.
And I know nothing about rockabilly, so tell me, how cool is this exhibit?
I will tell you that it is very cool. I think this is not based on any sort of classical musical education, of course. You think of cool musicians, and I always think of the guys from the bebop era of jazz, 40s and 50s, and I think of rockabilly. I mean, they have the great shirts, the stand-up bass, the sort of howl that they can have in their music. I just think it was and it's not a dead genre. There's still some great rockabilly music, which there will be a concert in Rogers.
Which they're going to prove on Saturday.
Yes.
Mark Wallace is the grandson of Slim Wallace. He was intimately involved in putting together the exhibit, and he's put together this concert that will happen Saturday evening. Features Raymond Maupin, a rockabilly artist who recorded on the Fernwood label, and Slim Wallace and the Dixie Ramblers.
Mm-hmm.
With Mark playing his grandfather. The Sin City Ramblers, a contemporary rockabilly band, and the Dusters.
Yeah, and that's all at the Rogers Little Theater.
Exactly. The exhibit opens Saturday, and it is, of course, free. The Rockabilly concert is at 7 on Saturday, and tickets are $10 to $35.
And Thursday on Ozarks at Large, I talked to Mark, and you'll hear some of those classic Fernwood songs that he says haven't been on the radio in a long time. So,
and what I've seen of the exhibit is wonderful.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's your Monday.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.